You're tuned into Arizona's number one home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
As we start off this segment, we find ourselves in Leonard's backyard wanting to talk about repairing a wall. Go ahead, Leonard.
Hi, this is Leonard. Good morning to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my question is, I had to remove some wood paneling that was installed over a concrete block wall. And during the removal process, some of the chunks of the wall came out. So what I did, I had to use a pre-mixed cement patch compound. Is that possible for me to paint over that or not?
Yeah. Yeah, it's made to paint over.
Okay, so I don't have to send any of the cement off, anything like that, any sanding involved?
Leonard, is the box or the bag of material that you use to do it laying around? Can you give me a brand name?
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
Whatever you paint over, though, it's not going to hide anything, so you'll be able to tell that it is a patch.
Unless,
and if that's okay, that's fine.
Matching the texture of the surface is going to be critical.
But he said he was pulling off wood paneling.
And I believe the cut nails
are what pulled out there.
Yeah. What is it?
It's secrete.
You're fine. You're fine.
So I don't have to do any sanding then?
No, and this is on the inside of your house.
Right, yes, sir.
Yeah. And what texture are you trying to replicate? What's the texture of the masonry wall?
It's a concrete block wall.
Okay. So the patch is going to be smooth. The concrete block is going to kind of be textured, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a little rough looking.
Okay. What you might want to do is in the final application of the repair compound, go ahead and throw in some silica sand. And as it's beginning to dry, take a sponge and just sponge over the surface of it. That'll remove some of the more liquid, smooth cream from the repair and bring to the surface some of that silica sand and granular components that will camouflage it and try and match the texture of the masonry just a little bit closer. And Leonard, it's like I was talking to Bill in Scottsdale earlier. Just play with it until it comes close to matching the texture. If you really want to just paint it and make it disappear, you're going to have to get that match on the texture before you paint it. We appreciate your call, Leonard, and let us know how it turns out. You know, Romy, we're always on our quest at Roseanne House to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And one of the ways we do that is with our four-hour broadcast every single Saturday morning, where we're bringing experts in the area of landscape, irrigation, home building, remodeling, repair, maintenance on air to answer our homeowners, listeners' questions about topics or projects or things they're trying to get done. The other way that we get it done, of course, is on our website, which is like an encyclopedia for Arizona home ownership. We're celebrating 27 years of broadcasting the Home Improvement Show. Virtually every question we've ever been asked lives on that web page, as well as the answers to all of those questions. So you can get, it is really an encyclopedia. And then we're very fortunate to be covered by most of the major newspapers in Arizona. Every Saturday, we're in the Arizona Republic. Every Sunday, we're in the Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson. On Wednesdays, we're distributed through the Green Valley News down in Green Valley, Arizona. And on Sundays, we're in the Casa Grande Dispatch.
And Tucson Daily Star.
I mentioned the Tucson
Arizona
Daily Star.
You said Sunday.
Every single Sunday.
Yep.
So some of the things that you could find out in the Tucson article, it's a question and answer format. And in the last week, this week and next week, we've talked about managing your household dust, hollyhocks, leaves, they're turning yellow, filling a sunken living room, installing grab bars in a bathroom, insulating burnt adobe exterior walls in my Tucson home, pruning yucca and agaves, shaded hibiscus, getting hot water to the back bathroom, problems with an old water softener, converting a skylight to a roof deck access. Those are all the questions we've answered just in a three-week span of our article in the Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson. We do the same format in the Green Valley News and the Casa Grande Dispatch. We're trying to get you all the information you need as often as we can in every way that we can. So, again, we can try and build a level of trust between us that you know not to touch your home, not to touch your landscaping, not to touch anything until you touch RosieOnTheHouse.com. And I'm asked all the time by our listeners in the Phoenix area, why Rosie on the House Remodeling won't come to Gilbert or Mesa or Tempe or Chandler or Glendale. And it's quite simply, y'all, I want to come off as humble as possible. It's because we're trying to keep the company fairly small. So we're operating in an area that's just very close to our office. I'm asked all the time, what kind of work have you done? Well, at Bell and 60th Street, we just did a major, massive master bath remodel. At Greenway and 53rd Street, we just did a kitchen and bath remodel. In Camelback, at 68th Street in Camelback, a little Scottsdale condo for a part-time resident. We just did a complete powder room and extensive air conditioning rework. Cactus and 76th Street was a bathroom remodel. Kitchens, baths, room additions. And again, we're limiting it to the area that's close to the office for the simple matter. We're trying to keep the company fairly small. We opened it for the intent of me re-familiarizing myself with the current products and the current materials. Romy busted my chops a couple years ago and said, Dad, you answered that question with old technology, old products, old material. And that's when I decided, we better get back up to date. All right, y'all stay tuned. And 10 o'clock hour, which is our fourth hour of broadcasting this great Saturday morning, we're bringing in a special guest, arborist from Flagstaff. We're talking about the value of trees at your house. Done right, planted right, located right, selected right, trees are really yard art.